the end of a traitor. Judas, by transgression, fell that he might go to his own place. Acts chapter 1, verse 25. The past week marked the end of a traitor. Kim Philby, traitor to his country, betrayer of his colleagues, murderer of his underlings, went to his own place. Harold Adrian Russell Philby was a cheat. He was a liar. He was a murderer. He was a thief. And he was a traitor. Moscow gave him the title general, weighed him down with decorations, and then orated over him, claiming him to be a great internationalist. In reality, as the record shows, he died a drunkard. Of all the sad words of tongue and pen, the saddest of all are these, it might have been. Judas might have been a preeminent apostle, but instead he betrayed his Lord. We don't know when he first met Christ. One thing, however, we do know, that is, he was so clever that no one in the pilgrim band suspected him. When the Lord told them, one by one, who should betray him, they didn't say, will it be Judas? But rather they said, is it I? Behold him, he had the opportunity of being a great apostle, but instead he betrayed his Lord. He might have been the leader of the apostolic band, but Judas was a prominent evil man who bought a field of blood. He set his heart on possession of a field, a valuable property adjacent to the city. That field became a place of blood instead of a place of rich possession. He purchased it with the price of blood. He perpetuated it as a memorial of blood. The memory of the wicked shall rot, says the scripture. Judas might have been a personal witness of the resurrection, but instead he died a suicide. Judas might have been first at the tomb. He might have been a witness to one of the first appearances of the risen Lord. He might have been in the upper room to see our Lord's wounds with Thomas. Still as of old, man by himself is priced. For 30 pieces of silver, Judas sold himself. He didn't sell Christ. He sold himself. He went to the field of blood. He committed suicide there. Then he went to his own place, the place of his choice. Christ said, I go to prepare a place for you. Will it be your own place, or to Christ's place you will go when you die? That is the question you must answer today.